Hey guys, welcome back to our Real Talk, Real Faith podcast. We're back with another episode with Fumi.
Hi guys.
So just like we did last episode, we're going to start with a little bit of an icebreaker. It's a game this time. Mm-hmm. So we're doing song word association, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Basically, I have a list of words here and you have 15 seconds. I feel like you're going to do this really fast anyway. Okay. I'm going to sing a song lyric with that word in the lyric or in the title. Okay. So bonus points if they're Christian songs, but they don't have to be Christian songs. Okay, so the first song is Honey.
Honey.
One, two,
Honey.
Three.
Hey, Queen.
Four, five.
Honey. I have no song for Honey. Six, seven. There's eight, no songs that come for Honey. Oh. Eight.
Nine. I don't know if I said eight already. 10, 11, 12.
I actually don't know.
You have no songs for Honey? There's a sweet, sweet, sweet like honey, how you love me. So it's a gospel song.
Okay.
We can move on to the next one.
Okay,
the next one is Water. Don't sing Water by Tyler. Sing a different song.
Okay. That's the song that came to mind first.
Because I knew that was going to be the first
like,
one. So, one.
That's not fair. Okay, this game is not fair.
Okay,
it's not fair.
You can sing that one if you want. Okay, one.
Actually, I can't sing this.
Jesus.
Okay. Four. Make me water.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. The next one is Mercy.
Oh God.
One.
Mercy.
Two. Three.
Your mercy endures forevermore.
So please have mercy on. The next one is Diamond.
Diamond.
What?
You're beautiful like diamond in the sky.
Okay, the next song is Again.
Again. Oh God, Again.
One. I'm supposed to be counting. One, two,
God.
Three. I have a really old song for this. Three.
Do
four.
This again, Jesus. Do this again.
That's a song.
Oh God. There's no song that comes to my
mind. Holy Ghost, do it again. Again in my life. Next song, you'll get this one, don't worry.
Okay.
Open.
Open. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Come on. Okay. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Okay, the next song, you'll get this one too. Okay. Name.
Just name?
Yeah, just name.
The name of Jesus, I don't know the names. King of all kings. No other name like his. Guys, if there's any label listening out there, I'm available.
She's available. You can hire her. Sign. Oh, is it sign? Not hire, right?
Huh?
They sign you, not hire.
Oh, sign, guys. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No, because I can hire her. Okay, the next one is Hair. Yeah. Don't sing Willow Smith's I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. Thank you. One.
Oh, God.
Two. Actually, I can't think of any, so.
Brush your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear, is all that matters, just another stage. It's by Beyonce.
Is that her newest album?
No. Page and the pain away, this time I'm gonna take the crown, without falling down, prettier.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the lyrics. I don't really know the chorus. Okay.
Yeah. That's a song.
Okay, I'll pass.
That one was good. Mm.
The next one, you'll also get this. Imagine.
Imagine. Oh, oh God. Imagine. Hey.
Do you want me to help you?
Yes.
I can only imagine.
To be surrounded by you.
What will my heart say? I don't know the
rest. Will I sing hallelujah? Then I come on. Okay.
The next one, the last one is love.
Love. Ooh. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My savior. Come on, my closest friend. I will worship you until the very end.
I like this game. So for today's episode, kind of building on two weeks ago, we're going to be talking about dreaming of a future.
Oh.
Yeah. So jobs, careers, and finding purpose. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so I want to first talk about, like, what are your dreams for the future?
My
career, or future generally, do you imagine for yourself?
Okay. So my future, let's start with the house. Okay. There's this house I've always been imagining. Guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the house I imagine is, I want my house to be very huge.
Like
I don't
a mansion?
Know, like, I want it to be that, like, I don't go to a specific section for, like, weeks. That's how how big I want my house
to be. Have you seen Dynasty?
Yes. But, you know, like, how the stairs go like this?
Yeah.
That's how I want my house to be. But okay. I want the stairs to be larger.
Even big?
No, but, like, larger. Like, I want it to be very, like,
okay, long. Okay, even, okay. You want your house to be longer too, right?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just want my house to be like, and I want it to be like a lot of white.
Mm,
okay. That's the way I imagine my house to be. We have to have a pool, but I don't. I'm not gonna swim. I don't know how to swim.
Hey,
so that's the type of
swim,
that's the type of house that I see. Mm. In terms of career. I'm definitely gonna do something in healthcare. I don't know yet. If it's dental school, if it's medical school, I don't know yet. What else?
No, that's all I thought about.
I have to be financially
good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Lord, please, wherever you are.
You just pray, may my life be large in Jesus' name.
Like, that's all. I have to be financially stable. No sickness. Mm. That's the type of, I want peace. Mm. I want peace. Good. That's the type of the future I imagine. Peace. Mm.
Mm-hmm. For me, my house, I don't want it to be that big because I'm lazy and I would have to hire somebody to clean my house.
You have the money to hire them now.
Yeah. But I don't want to do that. So, like, I imagine a farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't like going outside. I don't know why I want a farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Farmhouse, pickup truck, or Jeep.
Okay.
Very specific lifestyle.
Period.
So maybe I need to marry, like, a farmer or something. But that's it. And then for a career, I want to do something law-related, obviously. Yes. So either, like, legal aid stuff for, like, women dealing with, like, sexual abuse and things like that, or just to be a crown attorney.
That's
or family.
A family?
Lawyer.
Family lawyer. That's good.
My uncle asked me when I said I wanted to go into family law. Mm-hmm. He said, how do you feel about breaking up what God has put together? It's like, okay.
I'm really bad at cars. Sorry, I haven't thought about cars yet. Mm. I'm really bad.
No, just like, anything that moves, basically.
But it has to be
aesthetic?
Pleasing, aesthetic. Yeah. It has to be.
But you can just say you want, like, a Maserati. But
I don't even know what you're talking about. If someone starts talking about cars to me, it's like you're speaking a different language.
Okay,
I don't know about cars.
You know what a Jeep is, though, right? You know what a Jeep is, okay? You don't have to answer that.
I'm really bad at cars.
Okay, so the next question, like, how did you get to these dreams? Like, how did they come?
Ooh, I mean, ever since I was little, I always wanted a huge house. I don't know, maybe it's because I've always been sharing rooms with my younger sisters.
You have three.
Yeah, three younger
That's
sisters.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have, you know, a very large, like, when I'm talking about my house, I'm not saying, like, I'm not going to have, like, family over. Like, I definitely do want to have, like, those family gatherings, you know, when, like, family come over to sleep over. Like, I definitely like those because I did those when I was younger and I really, really, really valued that. And, For my dream of being working in healthcare, the healthcare field, I don't know why. When I was little, I always wanted to be a doctor.
Oh, I remember.
But then, I don't know why, because I felt like I wasn't smart enough.
This is the imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I felt like I wasn't smart enough, so I was like, let me be an aircraft engineer. And then it switched. It wasn't like it was easier, it was like something different.
Okay.
But I really like aircraft engineering, or maybe I should be a pilot. But I was like, maybe I won't have that much time for my family. And then I was like, maybe I should become a politician. And I was like, for me. And then now
I remember the politician and the aircraft.
Yes.
And pilot. I remember all of those.
So I'm just like, for me, this is not it. And then I I'm back at square one where I initially wanted to do, which was healthcare.
I think for me, I don't know where the farm stuff came from. Yeah, I don't know. But the career stuff is because my parents, they let us watch like crime shows when we were a kid. Yeah, so I always, like Law and Order, I always wanted to be a prosecutor because of, I liked the prosecutors in Law and Order. But then because we were watching so many like naval crime shows, I wanted to be a legal officer in the military. I mentioned this briefly. Mm-hmm. So, like, I still kind of do, but I'm also lazy. Oh. So, I don't think they will let me in to the military. So, yeah.
I remember you talking about getting to, you wanted to do military. I was just, like, side eye queen. Side eye.
I don't like being outside.
Side eye.
I don't like exercise. I don't know why they would take me. But, yeah, I've always just been, like, interested in, like, social justice. Mm-hmm. So, that's where that comes from.
That's really good.
So, the next question. I don't know why I did that. Yeah, that was loud. How or have your dreams, I mean, you kind of already answered this, but like you can talk a little bit more about how your dreams and stuff have changed over time. If you have anything else.
I mean, when I was younger, oh my God, why is it that most of our trauma is when I was young? Man. When I was younger, I always felt like I was not capable. Mm. Even with singing, what I love doing now. I felt like I was incapable. Most of the stuff, I always felt like I was not able to do it. But I always dreamt, but girl.
You can't tell me you're not good at singing.
It's not like that. But like, I don't know. But it was mostly like what I'm doing now that I always felt like I was not able to do at all. Like, I always dreamt, like, even leading worshipers, I always dreamt of it.
Yeah.
But I always felt like, nah, it can't be me. But then once I was not, it was not like, oh, you can lead. I was so happy to do, but I was not like, this is actually something I always felt like I was incapable of doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of it was when I was younger. Mm.
Yeah. I think in relation to that, like, two things my mom has told me, and they might have said it in church, is like, when you're feeling insecure about like your capability of doing certain things, it's like the devil only attacks things that he knows that you can succeed in, right?
Yeah.
To discourage you from reaching your destiny. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you're feeling insecure about a very specific thing, then you know, okay, this is where God wants me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is like, if your dreams are something that you can accomplish on your own, they said this in church, then it's not a dream from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whatever it is that you're trying to go through, it should feel a little bit daunting, right? That it should feel like you can't accomplish it on your own because you can't. You can't do it without God. So the next question is, do you ever feel stressed over your career?
You have to do that. I'm always stressed.
Okay, specifically about your career.
Oh, my career, yes. Yeah. I get stressed because I'm like, God, am I gonna write? Which right now, it's a decision with is it dental school? Is it medical school? And to be honest, the reason why it's between dental and medical school, because I feel like the way people are portraying medical school right
it's
now,
not fun.
Maybe I should switch to dental school.
Like, how long is the residency again? Like,
for medical?
Yeah.
4 years in all universities, but McMaster's 3 years.
Oh, okay, that's
yeah.
Bad.
Dental school, I'm not sure. I'm still doing research on that one. What did you even ask again?
Do you feel stressed?
Yeah. With juggling with school work and church, it's definitely stressful.
Mine is a lot of the same. Like, before, when I got into university, I don't know if you remember me saying this, then I kept being like, I don't know if I'm gonna go to law school. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be a lawyer. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, even in my second year, I went to go look at like correction stuff, like parole officer, prison guard stuff. And I was like, nah, I didn't want to do it. But like, it's just stressful, the not knowing if you're gonna succeed. So like, I'm the kind of person, if I don't know if I'm gonna succeed in something, I don't like to go after it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely felt stressed about that too. I guess the next question, how do you navigate your stress?
My stress.
Yeah. For like career stuff.
Career stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have a mentor.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I always make sure that I ask, like, you know, people that are already in their field. Even my family doctor, Gunsef, I even ask her questions. But yeah, I always make sure that people that are already in that path, like, especially when there's like events going on in my school, like there are professors, doctors, those type of things. I always make sure, you know, ask them, ask questions, guys, ask questions. Even if they say yes, ask, still ask.
Yeah, you can also ask Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe question what they tell you, but you can ask. Depends on what you ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure you make, it's better to be not knowledgeable about things than just to go there not knowing. It's better to know.
Yeah.
So I always make sure to ask questions, guys. Yeah. That's the way I do it. I deal with it with my stress. Ask questions and also pray to God. Pray to God. To be honest, just meditate in his word and just listen to gospel music. If you want to go for a walk, hang out with your friends, guys. That's how I deal with my stress, honestly. And sleep.
Sleep and eat.
Yes.
That's the key. For me, I think I like what you said about the mentors.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know any lawyers, but, like, my school has this Black Future lawyers thing that I'm in, so like whenever they do like law expos or stuff like that, I try to go, and like you can ask questions, you can make connections there and stuff like that, so that's been good. And then I do ask Reddit. I mean, I don't ask, but like I'll Google my questions and then put Reddit at the end.
So that's how I knew about Reddit from you.
So you're welcome. So like if there's questions about like law or like LSAT stuff, I've been going there like to try and find out how I should be studying for that. So navigating your stress, don't sit in it. That's what I would say. That's my main thing. Because it's really easy to just be like, oh, I'm stressed, so I'm just going to stay stressed. That's like try and find ways that you can like find out what you don't know and then find answers to that. I think the next question I want to go into is, do you feel that calling, or do you view calling and career to be the same thing?
Oh my God.
This is a hard question.
Trinity asked this question, was it during the Ignite meeting?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still don't know the answer to the question. Because I remember, I don't know if someone asked you this question. They were like, oh, your calling could also align to your, to your career.
Yeah.
And this is a difficult question, guys.
Okay, let's start with something easier. Which it might not be easier, but how do you think that God defines calling? Even though you said you can't speak for God. But it's like, if you can think of any example, like calling or purpose, any scriptures that relate to that, like,
I definitely feel like calling would be something you're doing for God. Not specifically for people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be doing it for people, but it has to relate to God.
To God, yeah.
That's what I would view calling as. Like, although, like, I'm singing, but I'm doing it to bring people into, you know, God's presence. Or you can, like, for example, this is odd.
No, because the example I was thinking in my head is, like, if you're a doctor, I can't say being a doctor is your calling.
Yeah.
But, like, you can be fulfilling your calling. True. It's, like, if you're helping people not die, like, if you're a surgeon, so that they don't go to hell, to have more opportunities to meet Jesus.
We need to not then call.
So, you know, it's a calling.
True,
kind
true,
of,
true.
Right? Like,
but that's actually a very difficult question.
I know. That's why I asked it. I don't have an answer either.
I actually don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Like, sometimes I feel like they're the same thing. But then it's like, if they're the same thing, then I'm like, okay, if I choose the wrong career, the wrong, quote-unquote, wrong career, then I'm missing my calling. Right? I don't know.
I mean, you can definitely still do both. Like, so people at church still do their career stuff, but they still do what they're called to do in church.
Yeah, like my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has, like, public something job. Mm-hmm. And then she's also pastoring.
Yeah, you can do both.
Yeah.
Do they necessarily have to align? That's what I'm confused on.
I feel like, I don't know, I think career is what you do to make money. I don't think they have to align. But then people will say, oh, you should feel fulfilled by your career. Like, you should.
But you can love two things, though, and still excel in it.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Can we move to the next question?
Okay. The next one, I mean, they're kind of all related. Okay, I was going to say God's definition of calling, but we didn't come up with that, so I'll skip those questions. Do you feel uncertain?
Why are you laughing?
Okay, do you feel uncertain about your calling?
Oh. Hey. Hey. Okay, for those who don't know me in this podcast, I'm a worship leader at my church. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely be like sometimes like dealing with the stress and everything. Like sometimes I actually feel like, is this what I'm actually like called to do? Or I'll say in terms of especially like rewardly things going on around, like you feel like, is this, I don't know, like am I worthy of being a worship leader? Like, are you sure it's me? That type of thing. But I definitely do feel like, yeah, like it's my calling, but sometimes I still second guess myself.
But then in those moments that you're second guessing, like mm-hmm. how do you deal with that?
I love singing.
You just keep
going. I love it. Mm-hmm. To be honest, like even when I'm stressed and everything, when I'm on the stage on Sunday and I'm actually singing, like I don't know, like I feel at ease.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. You can go watch us on YouTube. Yeah.
I'm so stressed, but like once I'm there, I feel okay. Yeah. So I love it. Like once I'm on that stage, I'm okay.
I think that's like that. I can guarantee that's part of your calling, because my experience on the stage completely different. Oh. Like there was no mm-hmm. there was no moment of like mm-hmm. this is it. For me, I don't know. Like I'm serving. Mm-hmm. In the IT department.
I should do a great job, guys.
Thank you. I was going to say they should hire me, but... like, I don't know if that's calling. Like, I don't necessarily feel the same way about you that you do.
Wait, for mine, I dreamt about it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's something that you wanted to do.
I feel like I'm living in the dream.
Yeah. Like, for me... the only thing I was really interested in when I was younger was photography.
Ooh, I remember.
But I'm not even really doing that now. It's just okay. That's okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm working with that after people have already mm-hmm. taken the pictures. So I guess, in a sense, yeah, I feel fulfilled. But the uncertainty is still there. Like, I don't know necessarily what my calling mm-hmm. is. I feel like maybe it's a little bit more related to the careers that mm-hmm. I want to go into. So we'll see.
But you're still doing something. You're still serving. That's
I think you should serve, even if you don't feel. Yeah. So, but hit me up in 10 years. I'll tell you how I dealt with the uncertainty after I've completed law school. Hit me up. Yeah. So I'll move on to our next questions.
Okay.
It's about making career moves. I don't know how that's
okay.
So when does having a career... I don't know how to word this.
Okay.
This is how I've written it down.
Say, I'll put it together.
Okay. When does having a career seem like a real thing to you? Is that...
Oh, when does it feel
real
that you're actually like...
Like you actually have...
A career.
Yeah. Even though you're in university, we're both, but yeah.
When I become a doctor?
Okay. Like, is it already starting to feel real?
Oh, sometimes, you know what? Back when I was in first year, when we used to do labs, I felt like when we put the lab coat on, I felt like, you know, I'm ready there. Like, look at my lab coat. But I know I'm not there, but I felt like, you know, this feels kind of good. But maybe when I'm actually, you know, I don't just want to be like a doctor. I want to be like maybe the head of something.
Department head?
Yeah, I don't just want to be a doctor.
This is Grey's Anatomy vibes.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't like the thing of being sent around.
Okay. But I think you would do a good job in like a head position.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I see myself doing.
Yeah. But is it like surgery?
I don't know yet.
No, yet.
But the ones I've considered is either OBGYN, gynecologist.
Wait, isn't OBGYN and gyno the same? Oh, they're different. No, never
wait, mind. Wait.
Obstetrics and gynecology.
Isn't that for giving birth? Which one is giving? That's giving birth.
OBGYN is giving birth.
And then
gynec. But I thought it was. Never mind.
Okay. If they're the same one, separate guys, don't come here for it. But is it that? I also thought of radiologists. And before I used to think of anesthesiologists, but that would cost of money. Let's be honest. that's all I have in my head right now. Yeah. That's all I've thought about. But definitely being in one of those fields, it makes me feel like I'm towards the step of being in my dream, my career. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. It's starting to feel real now because I have to start applying to law school this year.
This year already?
Yeah, I know. In November.
Oh, your third year. Oh.
I'm entering my fourth year this year.
Oh.
So, I know.
You're and I'm taking next the LSAT. This is going quick.
It's too fast. I want to stay a child. but in my second year, I really felt like it because I took a criminal law class.
Ooh.
And we had to read, like, case law. And, like, the Constitution, Charter of Rights and Freedom, not the Constitution. And I was like, I know what this means. Yeah. So I felt like, okay, this is what being a lawyer is going to feel like, even though I was sitting in a classroom and doing all of that. But, like, it started to feel like, okay, I'm actually, like, taking steps, like you said, to becoming what it is that I wanted. Because in high school, like, I couldn't even imagine how it would be to be in university until I got there, right? So I think every time you take next step, then step after that feels a little bit more real to you.
True.
So the next question. Do you feel a career is different than a job?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
I feel like job is just for money. Let's be honest. The job I'm working now is for the money. Cause if I don't have money, I cannot be okay, guys.
Yeah.
it's true. I can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Career would be something more of like your passion, something that you love doing. I mean, I do love my job, but they're nice people there. I actually do like it. They're nice. Like, it's really nice. The customers.
That's what I was saying.
But the people there are actually really good. But in terms of career, something more passionate. Like me, I'm not going to be working in retail for all my life. Definitely in Jesus' not. Name. Amen.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong working in retail. It's just not
for everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
What was my question? I think they're different. Like you said, I think a job is for the money. Like, exactly. I have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now I work at my university. I don't want it to be my career.
Exactly.
Because I don't know. I don't like sitting in the office all day. It's not the vibe that I want. So, yeah, like, and there's nothing that I feel like I'm fulfilling any kind of passion. And so I do think they're different.
Yep.
The next question. How are you making... we already talked about this, but, like, how are you making steps towards your desired career? Like, and are they small steps, big steps?
Small steps, big steps.
You can answer the first part if you want first. How are you making steps towards your career?
Taking the right courses. I'm kidding. But... I really need to start preparing for the MCAT if I actually do want to take it, or the dental exam. It depends.
But is it the kind of thing that you have to study a long time for? Like the LSAT? Okay.
And also, I have to, in terms of singing, I'm trying to find like a better way to improve, because the feedback of my voice cracking...
To be honest, when you're leading, I don't really notice it. I don't notice it. But then when you come after, you're like, my voice cracked. I was like, you know what? It did.
My voice. I need to fix it. I don't know. But those are the small things that I'm doing now. You know, with the career thing again, guys, make sure you have a mentor. Ask questions. Yeah. No one will kill you if you ask questions. Yeah. So make sure to ask questions. Have a mentor. And that's basically the little minimal, very very tiny steps. And maybe I'll think about volunteering at a hospital this summer. I don't know.
But don't you have to do co-op for part of your program, or is it?
No, I dropped co-op.
Oh, okay, because I was like,
I dropped co-op. Because it was not gonna be easy for me to always commuting to Scarborough.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If I wanted to do, it was not. Work, yeah. yeah. I also needed to to work, and maybe I'll find a volunteer to work in hospital to volunteer at hospital this summer.
People don't talk about commuting is expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive, guys. If you see me squeeze money in my hand.
bless me, guys. When I started university, I was like, oh, I'm not paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine. Mm-mm-mm. But it's not. Especially fine. Until, I mean, now they're starting to combine TTC and GO.
Yeah. Oh.
It wasn't combined before. So, like, you have to pay. I mean, it's not that
much.
You have to pay separately. So, I'm paying to go on the GO train. Then, when I get off the GO train to go on to the TTC, I have to pay a separate fare. Each time, because my classes are more than 2 hours, so I'm paying that double, like twice. So it adds up when you're going every day.
Mine is good because it's only one bus from Bramley Go all the way to University of Toronto Scarborough.
It's just
one bus.
I have to get dropped off at the Hamilton GO station that's like 30 minutes from my house. Then I have to take the train and then the subway and then walk. So it's not fun.
It's not fun.
But in terms of steps, for me, I started off doing research.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for law school, it doesn't really matter what program you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, doing research on the kinds of programs that I could do well in and, like, things that interest me. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, and for people who want to go to law school, even if you want to do something weird, like, I'm, like, one of the five black people in my program.
Oh.
For East Asian Studies.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you read my old changes. It changed.
Like every time I,
it was like,
every time I bring it up, people are like, why are you majoring in that? But it's like, you know, if you like it, just find something that you like because you need to do well in your courses.
And also, guys, I also say this to people that are in high school. Please don't take courses you don't need. Don't be like
just
me.
Just take the spare.
Don't be like me. I took physics, chemistry, biology. I even did summer school joint on top. Like, I didn't even need it. Guys, whatever you don't need, don't give yourself extra stress. Yeah. Don't be like me, guys. Do your research and find the courses you actually need.
Yeah.
Don't carry more stress on yourself. It's going to be very, very stressful.
Yeah. And then, like, once you're in university, if you're planning on going stuff afterwards, I say don't stress about your first year. Mm-hmm. Just focus on not dying. And
getting the grades you need for your program.
The grades that you need to get, especially if you go to, like, U of T or something. And then, like, after that, like, if you're going to law school, look at the different kinds of law schools that there are, right? Even if you want to go outside, if you want to practice law in Canada and you want to go to law school outside of Canada, go ask Reddit if that's the right thing to do.
And also look at the cost.
Yeah, it's expensive, too. That's why I'm not going to U of T. but, like, look at what the different law schools are doing. Mm-hmm. Like, do your research so that you're not stressed when you're actually applying.
Ask questions.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, it does matter who you're asking. But find somebody smart to ask and then ask them the questions that you need. I think that's... We can move on to the next question.
Okay, let's go.
What do you do... We kind of already talked about this again, but, like, what do you do when your career choices feel daunting, like, scary, or, like, too big? Like, is there a way you break them down?
Ooh, honey, I dream big.
Mm. Okay. Well, then,
I dream big.
Wow, so doesn't, like, scare you off?
No, I mean, when I was, I've said this before, when I was little, like, I always felt like I was in cap, but I always kept dreaming.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can dream forever. I would dream of that house. I would dream of how my future is supposed to be like. Cause honestly, right now it's not. I like daydreaming. Like my life. Right now is not it.
I need to be somewhere else.
Exactly. So I'm gonna dream as big as I want it. As I want to dream. Even though like obviously like it might feel too big, but girl, I'm still gonna dream. If it feels daunting, I'll still keep dreaming.
Yeah, I think for me, I like to dream big,
but
like if it's too big, then I start freaking myself out.
Why?
So, I don't know, cause it's like the same.
Shalom said, "Staying the Lulu
is the Salulu."
That's what you're supposed to do.
Nah, like I have to make it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, my dream is to work legal aid. okay, that's like so far out.
You can have your own law firm.
Yeah, I want to do all of those things. Exactly. But like, I can't like process that right now. So it's like, okay, right now I need to focus on finishing my essay. I need to start working on my essay more than the night before. LOL. So
I just start dreaming like, I'm gonna have this much employees, I'm gonna have this much staff, you know, like I dream big.
It's too much for me right now. Maybe once I finish this year.
Because, you know, that's where I like to, you know, that's why I feel better.
That gets inspirational because you feel like you have somewhere to go to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's too scary for me sometimes.
Even worship leading now, you see, I'm living my dream.
But the thing is, you make it look so easy. I'm kind of jealous.
Guys, it's not easy. It's not easy, guys. You can ask my sisters. They're literally my back. Yes. Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
But you make it look easy.
It's not. Even when I came to the guys, ask Queen, I was asking her for songs for worship.
Are you gonna admit this?
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely, it literally is. Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah. If you're stressed out, just pray.
Pray, guys. That's it. And sleep.
Yeah, and I guess eat, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and watch K-dramas. Okay. So the last question for today is, what's one scripture that you can turn to when you experience any kind of career or purpose or future anxiety?
Ooh, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Is that Philippians 4?
19? Yeah. That's the scripture that always stays in my head. I can do it. We can keep dreaming. We're going to get there one day. Even if we're going to get there. I'm not even going to think even if I don't get there. I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. By force, by fire.
I think mine, don't quote me on the actual location. I think it's Psalm 61, verse 2. I think it's when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That's it.
Ooh, so I like that verse.
I'm just going to pass that on to somebody else. All my anxiety on to Jesus. Yeah, so that I can just
where I like that. I like that verse.
Yeah. I have to check. I'll put it in the show notes if it's the wrong one. Okay. So, that's all we have for today's episode.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us, Fumi. Hopefully, you'll come back at some point.
It's my reading week, guys. Okay. That's like I said. This is
okay, next year. Next reading week.
No. Make sure I come. I like this. Really good.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye, guys.